Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by, once again, Mr. Sam Kaushi, the founder and CEO of One Huddle, a technology-based employee training platform that helps companies more effectively onboard and upskill employees using games. Mr. Kaushi, great to have you back with us here on EPN.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for those that may have missed our last session together, tell our audience more about One Huddle. What is it that you do, and how do you help businesses and other clients you work with?
Sure. So today, companies are really struggling to find ways to onboard, upskill, and excite workers. You know, workforce is changing pretty dramatically today. All the talk about millennials is only going to be challenged by a new generation with Gen Z workers entering the workforce. So, you know, the way we look at it, workforce is totally different, but a lot of the technology and the tools companies are using to try to recruit, motivate, excite workers at a time with record low unemployment, these things are missing the mark dramatically. So at One Huddle, we help companies to onboard employees quicker, upskill them better, and we do it using something that this generation of workers is already great at, like games.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Good stuff there. And speaking of gamification, talk to us about that a little further. What does it mean, and how is it applicable to different industries?
Sure. So, you know, as consumers, our lives are overwhelmed by gamification without us even knowing it. You know, if you fly frequently as an executive, you probably care about your frequent flyer miles, especially this time of year. If you have loyalty points with a credit card, you're using gamification already. So these mechanics are always under the surface as consumers, but HR teams, unfortunately, and workforce folks in charge of workforce are always slow to adopt new technologies. So what we've realized is that forget calling an employee, but as people, we already understand games. We already understand how these mechanics motivate us. And we said, what if we took this really, really powerful, mechanic and brought it into the work environment to motivate workers to do something that's always a challenge, which is train and develop. The one study I came across a few years ago before I started One Huddle was a Harvard research study that found the average millennial, Eric, will have spent over 10,000 hours on some type of game platform before they even hit 21. You know, so while every generation understands games, it's fair to say that 50% of the U.S. workforce today are already, you know, masters at gaming. What if we could bring the great parts of games into workforce to drive better employee performance?
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff right there. Now, also, how is gamification applicable to the government and the military? From what I understand, our armed forces have been using games and simulations like this for a while.
Sure. You know, we work already with a few organizations that have military and government attachments, you know, and they get it right out of the gate. You know, the U.S. Army, as an example, has hundreds of experts on staff that are game designers, because military and special forces have always, you know, always been ahead of the trend historically, because they use games to simulate combat scenarios or for flight simulator training. You know, all of these situations that to do a live training would be really risky, really costly, really burdensome. The U.S. military has been always ahead of the market with their adoption of games and new technology. Government, although always traditionally slow in certain branches of government to be forward thinking with innovation, I think it's fair to say that we're seeing some really positive, signs from government or from government branches. Again, in today, the fact that unemployment is so low, the fact that the market is on a tear, you know, companies are really fighting, and that includes government, to not just retain employees, but recruit them. And, you know, we see these groups using gamification as a way to do that.
Now, in regards to one of your clients, the city of Newark, discuss what your company actually does with the city and how do you help them?
Yeah, so I mean, as a technology startup, you know, I think every tech startup thinks that they probably do some type of, you know, have some type of philanthropic slant to the work that they do every day. That just unfortunately is not totally true. When we started the company, we realized that we have a real opportunity with this, with One Huddle, to really have a double bottom line impact, not just, you know, driving a successful product into the market, into enterprise, but also helping the community. We moved our company to Newark, New Jersey, where there's a tremendous amount of innovation happening. The city of Newark is bringing tech companies left, right, and center to the city. We got introduced to Mayor Roz Baraka in the city of Newark, who's, like any other American city, fighting a lot of real challenges today around how do we tackle skill gaps? How do we handle getting residents job opportunities in the market we're in? So we donated our game platform to the city of Newark and have seen tremendous feedback and results of residents who can use One Huddle voluntarily to prepare themselves for jobs. So if you are a resident walking up and down Broad Street in Newark and you're looking to apply for work, you know, no longer do you have to wait to get access to job skill training until you get hired. You can use One Huddle to proactively prepare for your interview or proactively prepare for day one. You know, this is a huge part of our corporate mission. And we feel like the U.S. workforce is only as strong as every worker in our workforce. And, you know, again, being in Newark and being a part of the community, we saw a huge opportunity to help and be a part of that community. And it's also been something we've now been reached out to by cities across from Texas to Florida to California who have interest in bringing One Huddle to their residents.
That's certainly some exciting news right there, and an example as well. Today we're joined by Sam Cauchi, the founder and CEO of One Huddle, a technology-based employee training platform that helps companies more effectively onboard and upskill employees using games here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at workforce training, it seems like more and more companies are at least talking about this for their employees, especially since many folks have been in the workforce for a while. And as technology ramps up, training their employees is key for business success moving forward, of course. Can you talk to us further about this? It's one thing for a millennial to play games, but probably tougher for a baby boomer, et cetera. What do you think about all this?
Well, I think today we have jobs are changing faster than they ever have. And, you know, the day doesn't go by that an article doesn't come across the line that says, you know, robots are going to take our jobs, or another one says they're not. Regardless of where you stand on the fence on this argument or discussion, you know, it's fair to say that 10 years ago when I walked into Home Depot, there were five cashiers at the checkout. Today, there are one cashier and five self-checkout lines. So work is changing really dramatically. What we realized is that regardless of generation, we have to make reskilling a priority. And how do you get folks who've already been in the workforce for a long time to want to reskill? And it's not by doing the same old stuff. And the same old stuff is traditionally HR teams locking employees in rooms and forcing them to workshops, or pushing out, you know, video modules. And everybody out there, remember, I guarantee some of our listeners have, you know, had some compliance training. They're trying to finish before the end of the year and they're playing the video and just clicking through it. These things are not effective. And One Huddle does two things. Our platform is mobile first. 98% of our gameplay happens on mobile. People are playing outside of working hours. 78% of our games this year have been played off the clock. You know, it's a great thing for workers. Maybe not the state of California, but Eric, that's a different conversation. You know, we are creating opportunities for training and development outside of traditional work. The game layer just makes it something that's fun and competitive. I mean, who doesn't? How many folks out there are playing fantasy sports, and it gets them to watch more NFL games? We're using games to get people to do something that's traditionally not the most exciting, but something that we know is super valuable and super important. And we don't see any breakdown across generations when we do that the right way.
I definitely would agree with you on that for sure. Now, you are a successful entrepreneur and small business owner. What do you think of today's small business climate for entrepreneurs? Is Main Street doing well, or at least better, or is Wall Street getting most of the benefits of our country's solid economic numbers?
I mean, I think everybody's winning right now. I think that it's fair to say that, you know, we have to have balance in our economy. And while everything is very polarized today, from a team first mentality, everybody has to win in order to be successful. Our business at One Huddle, we work with companies that have 10 employees. We work with companies that have 10,000 employees, like Vineyard Vines or Fossil or Coach and Kate Spade. So we're at all corners of the spectrum. I'll tell you this, people are very positive today. Business owners are investing in their workforce faster than I have ever seen, especially over the last few years. Companies are looking to be more dynamic and creative at how they keep workers. So I think it's positive all the way around.
Really do appreciate your feedback in those regards. Now, what advice do you have for businesses and companies when it comes to workforce training, getting back to workforce training? What makes what you do in gamification different from what's been tried before?
You know, I'll say it this way. I think you have to do three things today if you're a business owner or a C-level executive that's serious about developing and keeping workers. I would say this. One, everything you do has to be mobile first. You know, we spend so much time as business executives in meetings talking about meeting the customer where they are. It's about time we meet our employees where they are. So being mobile first, you know, brands that are doing that, and I see it at the top, are going to be successful with not just training, but retaining. Number two, it's got to be effective. You know, if you're still printing out manuals, everybody, the research proves this is not the most effective way to change behavior. So it might cover you and protect you, but it's not necessarily going to improve folks. A lot of your young workers today, we have to understand they have mountains of college debt, and they've been taught at for 12 plus years. The last thing they want to do when they get a job with you is be put in a classroom and handed a textbook in the form of a manual. So number one, it's got to be mobile. Two, it's got to be effective. And, you know, number three, we got to make training and development accessible to everybody in our workforce. Lowe's Hotels is a great example for us. They have 20 plus properties. They're a top 50 hotel brand. Their security guards can download and play games on One Huddle just like their general managers. It's accessible to everybody. And if you want to develop the next wave of workers, you got to stop turning them over, you know, restaurant industry, for example. You got to keep them. You know, so if you want to build a workforce for 2020 and forward, it's got to be mobile, it's got to be effective, and it's got to be accessible.
Really has been great to have had you with us. A lot of great information here, and really appreciate your time once again. Now, as we conclude, you discussed Newark earlier. If you would give us another client that you've worked with over the years that has been a great success story that you and One Huddle are proud of and the difference it has made for your client.
Sure. One of our best clients of the last few years is a fast-growing franchise brand called Doghouse. It's a fast casual beer garden concept. They're based out of Pasadena, California. They originally were looking for a way to put all of their manuals and systems into a digital platform instead of buying a e-learning, you know, academic suite. They bought One Huddle. The most exciting thing to me about them is while they've sold 100 plus units, I believe, already in such a short time, they're seeing close to 100% participation across their network. They are seeing employee feedback scores that are extremely high while talking about something like training, which isn't traditionally something people are excited about. And you know, they're using training and development as a way for them to differentiate from other players in a very crowded food. You know, food's pretty crowded as a franchise model. So the thing that's exciting to me about them is, you know, they're using this to do a lot of traditional safety, customer service, operational training, but their brand is differentiating from so many other older fast casual food brands that just, they're stuck in the 90s and are afraid to move forward with technology. So pretty excited about working at Doghouse. If you're anywhere where there is one, you got to stop in. They're an amazing brand.
Exciting stuff here. Really good to have gotten the report today from you, and just keep doing what you're doing. Always great to have you with us. Now, you wrote the book, Not Our Job. I'm sure that is a must read. Where can our audience get more information on the book, pick up the book, and also get more information on One Huddle?
Sure. If you're looking for good reading to kick off the new year, Not Our Job, it explores how college has destroyed a generation of workers and what our plan is to fix it. And it really comes from my interacting with so many folks in government or corporations or colleges who at some point said it's not their job to fix this. And I feel like it is a job for all of us collectively to come together for. It's on Amazon. You should check it out. If you want to learn a little bit more about One Huddle and connect with us, we're at the1huddle.co. So One Huddle, like a football huddle. .co. You can check out our platform. We have some free demos available as well for any business owners out there that have interest.
Sam, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and happy holidays to you.
Sam, to you. Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Sam Cauchi, the founder and CEO of One Huddle, a technology-based employee training platform that helps companies more effectively onboard and upskill employees using games. And for more information, visit the1huddle.co. And again, this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.